It's from the Rookery End. Special today, of course, as it was from the Shed End at Stamford Bridge, where Watford lost quite badly, 5-0 to Chelsea in the FA Cup third round. Watford, as you know, changed line-up at the beginning with Scott Severin in the midfield with Lansbury up front, and I think actually was the tone that set Watford's early tone of not being very attacking and not really kind of going at Chelsea as they could have done early on to try and do something early on. But unfortunately, Chelsea's first goal within 5 minutes, three goals in 20 minutes really kind of set the rest of the tone for the game, and they kind of overwhelmed it. Yeah. Second half, Watford came on with Severin off and Ross Jenkins on, and that certainly added a bit more of energy to the team, which got them going forward a little bit more. And well, some nice movement, but never really close, you could say, on only a very few occasions, and kind of outclassed a little bit by Chelsea. Dad, it's your first time you've seen Watford live for a few years now. What do you take from Watford as a team?
From what I saw. When we started off, I'm talking about Watford now, they seem scared.
Yeah.
And when I say scared, in one word for their attitude, was that they gave Chelsea too much respect.
Right.
And as a result of that, they tended to sit back.
Yeah.
To the extent that everyone was back with no one to give it to up front.
Absolutely.
Hence, Chelsea had lots of time and lots of room to pass the ball and set up attacks. Also, what happened as a result of too many Watford players around the goal when this was going on, when the ball was put into the middle, there were a couple of goals, I think it's the second and the third goal, were only down to ricochets and confusion amongst a lot of players very close together.
Well, the first goal was a very well played Chelsea goal that Malouda scored. The second goal was an own goal from John Eustace, which was a save, a bounce off and in the near penalty area. And the third goal was a ricochet. So you could say, you know, that 3-0 was wasn't necessarily justified.
No.
But it certainly, you know, it didn't help.
2-0 would have been quite reasonable at that stage.
Absolutely.
For Chelsea, because of the way they were playing. It was unfortunate it was 3-0 because of what I said before.
Second half, I'd say Watford did come out a little bit more energetic and attacking a little bit more.
Yeah.
But a fourth and a fifth goal went in. Again, amazingly well taken goals by Chelsea, really. You can't knock them for where they are in the league. You know, they are top of the Premier League, and it certainly shone through, even with a not first choice team that we're playing.
Yeah.
Great depth. I think my Watford man of the match would be Jay Demerit at back. The centre back, the English guy, the American guy, Dad. I'm looking. He's trying to remember. He doesn't remember the players' names. But Lloyd Doyley on the left hand side just gave in the first half, like you say, gave Joe Cole huge amounts of time and just didn't really get stuck. I think Watford first, you know, they could have got their foot in first on tackles. They should have got their passing out first on when they had the ball, and they just weren't doing things quick enough.
What they didn't do was they didn't get to the man as the ball arrived.
Absolutely.
They would tend to let the man get the ball, then think about going to him. In other words, giving him too much time to give it to other players, etc. Often you could see that because of the way they played, sitting back, even if they got forward, there was no one to give it to on the wings. You know, and also, when Chelsea were attacking, they often had a player left alone by inexperienced fullbacks, and again, these wingers were found by a good passing on the part of Chelsea, and of course, they caused trouble in the middle.
Absolutely. So that's the FA Cup over and done with Watford for a year, but that's a good thing because we can, you know, concentrate on the league, which is the important thing, maybe. So, Dad, your one word for Watford.
Watford, I would say scared.
Okay, scared for Watford. I'd go reluctant. If you give us a shout with your one word, Watford, get us a reply on Twitter. More from us soon. Sheffield United at home next week. Thanks to Dad for stepping in, for Jason. And more from the Rookery End boys in the next few weeks.